mind on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Mike Berger. We're going to be talking about a DVD that he and William Lewis put together called Life on the Edge of a Bubble. And I'm going to let Mike pick this story up because right now, of course, we're facing real financial problems. Everything is confusing. We just heard that industrial production was down an additional 1.1% last month. On the other hand, oh, my goodness, things are getting better. They built more houses this last month. But look at the unemployment figures. Look at the number of people. Over 400,000 people lost their homes in the month of May, and unemployment's up to 9.4%, and it's going to continue rising, and it all came about because of the housing bubble and preceded by the, certainly by the dot-com bubble. But I'm going to let Mr. Berger give you a overview of what's really going on. Please go ahead and pick up the story.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me. William and I have produced a film entitled Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. And what the film tells the story of a part of our American financial history that most Americans aren't familiar with. And one of the most interesting facets, I think, of American history is the fact that from the ratification of the Constitution through the present time, almost every American generation, without exception, has lived life on the edge of a bubble. And what the film does is exposes the type of financial system that we have and how it is that we fail to learn the lessons from the past and that we keep repeating the same mistakes as we have since the system was set in motion by the first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. And so for 200 years, we've in essence been trapped on the edge of a bubble that was set in motion by the financial and banking system created and implemented by Alexander Hamilton. And the implementation of that system reverberates to this day, creating enormous bubbles and devastating panics and collapses and depressions, and has for more than 200 years.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's very well done. It's a very convincing DVD. So why don't you just start at the very beginning? How did it all come about? And, of course, you can't really address what's going on today unless you know the cause of the financial collapse, which did not simply happen by accident. Similar things have happened in the past, but never to the degree this is happening because this involves the entire world. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what we're facing now is in essence unprecedented in scale, the type of global collapse in industrial production, increase in unemployment, and the enormous debt burden that the average American faces now is basically a part of this process, which was set in motion again by the first Secretary of the Treasury. After the ratification of the Constitution, basically the Constitution gave the authority to Congress to issue the currency. And the currency should be of, by, and for the people. Issuing money should benefit the people of the nation. And yet, through subtle manipulations, what Alexander Hamilton proposed was giving control of issuing the currency to private banking corporations, to private individuals and cartels, who basically would get charters from the states and from the federal government to create private banking institutions which issued our currency. And for generations, the American people understood that the enormous profitability that comes from issuing a currency should not be in the hands of private corporations, of a Federal Reserve Bank, or the first and second central banks, the First and Second Bank of the United States, but rather should follow the Constitution set out in Article 1, Section 8, which gave Congress the sole authority to coin money and regulate the value of money. And yet, Hamilton's proposals placed the issuance of currency in private hands, and along with that ability to issue currency, placed the profit that comes from owning the banks in private hands. And in essence, gives control of the political system to the top 2 or 3% of holders of the nation's wealth.
And, of course, one of the things that really bothered a lot of people back, you know, at the time our nation was founded, was that some of the people, about a third of the stock in the First Bank of the United States, or call it the Second Bank of the United States, it was basically called the First Bank of the United States, was actually held by people in Great Britain. It was assumed they were closely aligned with the English central bank, the Bank of England. So people did, you know, certainly didn't want to have the authority that was controlling our government, at least in part, resorting back or reverting back to the very country we'd recently won our freedom from. We certainly didn't approve of the British. They tried to impose a tyranny upon us. King George had violated the terms of the social contract. And now, through the central bank, a First Bank of the United States, why, certainly part of the stock, a significant part of it, was owned by foreigners, and we didn't want to be under the control of foreigners. So that was another reason why people were very concerned.
Well, and a little-known fact about that was that when the First Bank of the United States needed to raise money, needed to call loans, and I believe as this was part of raising money to pay for the Louisiana Purchase when the bonds came due, one little-known fact was when they wanted to call in the currency, when they wanted to raise gold, most people are unaware that Alexander Hamilton opposed selling more stock to foreigners. He, which I think most people are unaware that when it came time to raise this money, there were some in Congress who were willing to sell off more ownership in our central bank to foreign investors. And it was actually Hamilton who stood up and said, and opposed this and said, no, we don't want to give away the central bank to foreigners. That isn't why we created this system. And I think most people are unaware of that, that he actually opposed that notion.
I wasn't aware of that. Well, go ahead with the story, because I think it's an important part to understand the First Bank and the Second Bank before you can understand the Third Bank of the United States, which we could refer to as the Federal Reserve Board.
Yeah, well, most Americans are unaware that these central banks, whether it's the Federal Reserve or the First and Second Central Banks, called the respectively First and Second Bank of the United States, were in essence private corporations that were granted a charter from the federal government, from Congress. They were given a 20-year charter. After the First Bank of the United States, which lasted from 1791 to 1811, their charter was not renewed, partly because of the influence that the people who owned and controlled this private bank had on the political system. And so the charter was not renewed. In the interim between the creation of the Second Bank and the First Bank, we in essence had a chaotic monetary system. State banks, while states in themselves couldn't issue currency, state chartered banks could issue currency. although their currency was supposed to be backed by either gold or silver or some form of precious metal, since there, in essence, was very lax, if any, regulation, if you were granted a bank charter, you were, in essence, granted a printing press. You could create as much currency as the market would absorb. And basically what happened was if a bank, let's say, in Virginia, issued their own currency, which is supposed to be redeemable in gold, and those bills went to another state to be redeemed, the person redeeming them wouldn't know what their true value was.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with talking about life on the edge of a bubble. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Mike Berger, we're talking about the DVD, Life on the Edge of a Bubble. So go ahead, pick the story up there.
Sure. What I was explaining was that basically after the expiration of the First Bank of the United States Charter, the country endured incredible financial chaos because basically any state-chartered bank could issue currency. And so there was really no way for anybody to know if that currency was really going to be redeemed in gold or silver. And at the time, if you think back, this was before the gold rush. The United States didn't have any domestic mines to supply gold or silver. It all had to be brought into the country through exporting materials, finished goods, raw materials, essentially. So there was basically anarchy. Under President Monroe, who originally opposed a central bank in the First Bank of the United States, the Congress wanted to charter a second bank of the United States in 1816. Monroe, who originally opposed a central bank, actually signed it because conditions, financial conditions, had deteriorated so much that although concerned about the power and influence that the people who controlled the central bank would have over the nation, over the money supply, over the economy, and over the political system, that was outweighed by the sheer anarchy of the lack of a central bank to try to rein in credit at the time. And it was thought that creating the second central bank would control the amount of currency in circulation and would have a restraining effect. What actually took place was the exact opposite. The Second Bank of the United States issued a great deal of money and didn't live up to the expectations of those who chartered it. And it wasn't until Andrew Jackson became president where he fought to kill the rechartering of the Second Bank when it came up for renewal. And there was this enormous political fight. In fact, from the perspective of Andrew Jackson, he in effect declared war on the central bank because of the enormous political influence that the bankers had over the nation and over the economy and subsequently over the political system. Once he won that war, he did not recharter. He did not sign the bill to recharter the second bank. So in essence, from the 1837 until the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the United States did not have a central bank.
But, of course, I think people have to know that the second bank, Nicholas Biddle, who ran the bank to retaliate against the American people and to punish them for backing Andrew Jackson instead of him. He was an aristocrat. They supported this mediocre president who thought he could scalp Indians, but he wasn't going to take on the bank. And when Jackson won the battle, they retaliated. They pulled the money out of the circulation. They called in all of their loans. They plunged our nation into financial anarchy. And it was a very difficult time coming out of that without another central bank. But Jackson refused to budge every step of the way. As he said, one man with courage is a majority.
Well, and in fact, it was the actions of Biddle and the second bank that created the first true Great Depression, which was known as the Panic of 1837. Now, there had been a panic in 1791 on Wall Street, which Alexander Hamilton went in and assured, restored confidence by buying up treasury bonds on Wall Street, believe it or not, as early as 1791. So what we're seeing now, in some sense, has precedence going all the way back to the first U.S. presidential administration. Also, the issue of creating the central bank and Alexander Hamilton's proposals actually led to factions within Washington's administration and led to the creation of the first political parties in the United States. Also, in the negotiations to pass Hamilton's proposals, we got the location for the Capitol, which was close to Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson gave in to Hamilton and supported the creation of the central bank against his views on the issue. In turn, he got the Capitol moved closer to where he was. So, it's interesting how this whole debate has shaped American history ever since the very beginning, ever since the founding fathers. And so with regularity, every generation since the ratification of the Constitution found itself living through a bubble and a subsequent panic, leaving a depression. Whether it was 1791 or you go to the very first panic, even before what we now label as the business cycle, before what some people would claim there was a true business cycle, we had a panic in 1819. Again, the first panic leading to the first Great Depression occurred in 1837. Again, another banking collapse and stock crash in 1857. Again, in 1873. And then the second greatest depression in American history was not the Great Depression that we speak about in the 30s, but was actually the Great Depression that came as a result of the 1893 panic, partly caused by doubts about the United States' ability to maintain a gold standard. Basically, that was the greatest depression in U.S. history up until what we commonly refer to as the Great Depression. 16,000 businesses failed. And this is at a time when the population of the entire United States was 67 million. Now, these panics and crashes and bank runs and depressions lasted years. Subsequent to the 1893 panic, we had another one in 1907, which is what directly led to the creation of the Federal Reserve. And so the financial history of the United States is a series of bubbles and crashes going all the way back to the very beginning of the nation. And so one must ask, why do we keep repeating the same mistakes from the past? Why are we unable to learn the lessons that if we were to examine how the system fails to function, why we keep recreating the conditions for bubbles and panics over and over again? And that's what the film addresses. And it takes you on a rather humorous ride and journey through the story using historic clips, old commercials. For many of you who may remember old clips in schools when they used to show 16-millimeter films and propaganda films, we've intercut this in a way to bring some levity to an otherwise pretty serious topic and to bring home the point to show people, to take them on this ride, that this has been a roller coaster ride through American history, and that if we're going to change this system, we really have to understand the conditions that make the system function the way it does. And part of that goes all the way back to Alexander Hamilton in creating a financial system that maintains concentrated power in the hands of the wealthy. And for more than 200 years, our banking and financial institutions have managed to maintain political power in the hands of the wealthy.
And I think most people really don't understand that. They believe all the propaganda that's put out there, but there really is an elite that runs this country, and they've run it through the banking system, and now they've intentionally, in my estimation, collapsed that banking system because they have a different agenda. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Mike Berger. We're talking about the DVD, Life on the Edge of a Bubble. How can people get in touch with your organization? How can they get copies of the DVD?
Visit lifeontheedgeofabubble.com and take a look at our trailers and screenshots where you can see different images that are spread throughout the film. And the puzzle there is to figure out how those things come together to tell the story. I dare you to try. And so, again, you can visit us at lifeontheedgeofabubble.com.
And, of course, we've had other bubbles, certainly. There was a major depression in 1907, and then, of course, that terrible depression that came about in 1929 that went on really for well over a decade. In fact, even in 1941, the unemployment rate was still 15% before we went to war. And that was 12 years after it came on. Of course, everything the government did was actually to complicate the problem, rather. And, of course, the Federal Reserve System at that time kept pulling money out of the economy to accentuate the problem. So why don't you pick up and tell some of the other wonderful stories you tell in this DVD, because it's very watchable, tremendous amount of information there you're not going to get elsewhere.
Well, we should bring people up to date that, in essence, although we have not suffered through anything on the scale of a Great Depression since the creation of the Federal Reserve, what they have managed to do is to blow an increasingly intricate and large global bubble. Whether it was the S&L crisis that we faced in the 80s, the dot-com bubble with Enron and WorldCom, behind all of this was basically the ability of the Federal Reserve to blow increasingly larger bubbles, and especially when Alan Greenspan was at the helm of the Federal Reserve. He was able to manipulate markets simply through the use of language. And to take us back for a moment to something that Dr. Stan said in the introduction, one of my favorite quotes is from an author named Robert Anton Wilson, which is, "Reality is what you can get away with." And I think after viewing the film and learning these lessons, it pierces this illusion, and you see through the illusion that has been maintained by the elite, by this inner circle of people who control the vast aggregate of wealth of our nation, that they have, in essence, ultimate control over the political system through the banking and financial system, through Wall Street. As we go through and expose some of the fraud and manipulation behind these increasingly large bubbles that Alan Greenspan was behind, also we should include that many of the financial advisors that are part of the Obama administration, such as Larry Summers and Robert Rubin, were also intimately involved in making sure that these enormous bubbles didn't come to an end with the dot-com crash, with the fraud that was exposed on Wall Street behind Enron, and many of the same Wall Street banks that we're now bailing out or have bailed out with taxpayers' funds. Many of these same banks were actually involved in fraud and manipulation. I mean, they were involved in the off-book partnerships which hid true debt and created the illusion of income on the books of corporations like Enron and WorldCom. The same banks that were bailing out, rather than being prosecuted for repeated fraud, were basically allowed to plea bargain, pay a fine, and the same people who were running those banks then, when they were committing fraud, are in essence were left at the helm of those banks to continue to do this. Alan Greenspan, Robert Rubin, and Larry Summers were the force behind preventing the derivative contracts from being regulated. The CFTC, which regulates commodity futures, was headed by Brooks Lieborn. She tried to make sure that derivatives were regulated. And in essence, Greenspan, Summers, and Rubin did an end run around her, went to Congress, and literally stated that if she's allowed to even broach this topic of regulating derivatives, she would threaten the entire global economy. I mean, this is what they actually said in their argument for why Congress should pay no attention to Ms. Bourne. And so they were instrumental in making sure that the bubbles didn't pop, and in blowing ever larger bubbles, in essence trying to inflate their way out of what is inevitable, the collapse of the economic system. And so, at this point, for mainstream media and supposed economic and financial experts to be telling us that the worst is behind us is an illusion if you base where we are in this cycle just on our own history. Many of these depressions lasted a minimum of 4 to 5 years. And as Dr. Stan pointed out, the Great Depression didn't even end with World War II, in essence. It didn't end until after World War II. It went on for far longer than most people acknowledge. And so we are only at the beginning of this enormous contraction. And so double-digit inflation, which wasn't predicted, double-digit unemployment, which wasn't predicted to happen until next year at the earliest, we've already seen that. And so on a scale, there's nothing on this scale that has ever happened in American history, so one would think that the depth of the coming depression would be commensurate with the scale of the bubble that we have witnessed.
But, of course, we have witnesses more bubbles ahead of us. Certainly the prime mortgage bubble is going to collapse. Then the commercial property bubble is going to collapse. But the granddaddy of all the bubbles is the derivative bubble that was actually encouraged, actively encouraged by Alan Greenspan, who understood the severity of what lay ahead. We know he understood what lay ahead because, of course, after he left the Federal Reserve System, he went to work for two hedge funds. One was John Paulson, the other was PIMCO. And when the 100 to 1,500 hedge funds lost money last year and the year before that, why PIMCO and John Paulson's hedge funds with billions of dollars made fabulous fortunes. I mean, they knew what was going to happen because Alan Greenspan told them. And Alan Greenspan set us up for a derivative bubble that will exceed anything that's ever existed somewhere in the world. And we don't know how much is in the United States because nobody will tell us. But overall, it's estimated that there are well over $700 trillion in derivatives out in the world. Some people say as much as 1.25 quadrillion. And when that house of cards comes down, why, there's no way to stop it. So if we're in for very, very difficult times, it didn't happen by accident. I believe it happened by intent. I believe Alan Greenspan and the people he represented, and certainly Larry Summers and Robert Rubin and Paul Volcker and Timothy Geithner are all in on this. They all belong to the same little club of elitists intent upon the destruction of our economy. And there's not one person in America who has, one person in a thousand in America, who has any idea what's really happening.
And, you know, and the numbers bear that out. I mean, just for a moment, if you take a look back on what percentage of Americans, what percentage of Americans hold what amount of income and wealth of the nation, and you look at this, at the peaks of bubbles, what you find is that the top gets heavy. In other words, the top 1% control an enormously disproportionate amount of the nation's wealth and have, coming into their coffers, a disproportionate amount of income. So even if you only went back to 1980, the top 1% had basically at that point 9% of the nation's income. If you look at it today, they had 21%, which meant, you think about another way of looking at that, 99% of us are splitting less than 80% of the income. But what's even more telling is when you look at the percentage of wealth held by the top 1%, and we'll hit that after the break.
All right, you hang on. We'll be back. Remember, the DVD is Life on the Edge of a Life on the Edge of a Bubble, a fascinating overview of what's really going on. You need the information. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Mike Berger, we're talking about Life on the Edge of a Bubble, an excellent DVD that gives you an overview of what's coming down the line. And you must understand that what's happening is not by accident, it's by intent. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. But go ahead, pick up the story there, Mike.
Well, where we left off was the percentage of wealth controlled by the top 1%. And if you take a look, one of the things that we show in the film, for example, is that just by our representatives getting elected to either Congress or the House, they immediately join the top 5% in terms of how much income they take home. So 95% of Americans earn less than the rank-and-file member of Congress. They immediately join an elite club, and that doesn't even include the other money that they have control over, travel expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So just by becoming a member of Congress, you join this elite group. And it is this elite group which controls the wealth of the nation, which is able to purchase political power through lobbyists and through financing candidates. It's this inner sanctum of wealth holders who select the candidates from which we choose. And in fact, one of the interesting points that we make in the film, if you go back and look to the first bailout before the November election, the American people overwhelmingly made it clear to their representatives that they in no way wanted them to bail out these private Wall Street corporations. And yet, 4 weeks before an election, a national election, these congressmen and women bailed out Wall Street. And yet, as Americans, we went to the polls and elected more than 90% of the incumbents running, and those who spent the most money to get their $174,000 a year job, the more they spent, the more likely they were to be reelected. And in fact, one has to ask, why would a representative spend more than $1 million or the average senator more than $6 million for a $174,000 a year job? I'm sure you all know the answer. Those who have the wealth make the rules, and we're subject to the rules that serve the interests of those who control the money and power of the United States. And in essence, the top 1% control more than 50% of the wealth of the nation. when you start looking at these numbers, what we all have in common is that, in essence, we are left to fight over the crumbs. And so in order to maintain power, the wealthy have to make sure that we are divided against each other, that we don't see our own interests as common interests, no matter what our differences may be on political viewpoints, on what side issues are. The ultimate thing that we all share in common is that the piece of the pie that we are left with is very small in compared to the amount of work and contribution to creating the nation's wealth that we have to fight for. And that, in essence, it is time for us to see past divisive issues and find our common ground in order to fight those who control and maintain a system based on privilege and in making rules that serve their interests. And that's what you find on this DVD, which you can get at lifeontheedgeofabubble.com, Blowing the American Dream. That's what the film is intended to do, to empower you to crash through the illusion and to take back the power that's rightfully the people's power.
And, of course, do you have a telephone number they can call, or do they have to go to the website?
They can go to the website, or they can place an order by calling 314-308-4893.
One more time, the telephone number.
314-308-4893, or lifeontheedgeofabubble.com.
All right, well, you did a great job on it, and certainly it gives you an overview of the past history, and people must understand we have a privately owned central bank that was actually created by the bankers to enrich the bankers and enslave the people. People say, oh, well, that couldn't really happen. Ladies and gentlemen, these people control the political process. They have created the money that was used to bribe or purchase the mass media, and unfortunately, the people who control the central bank work in concert with the people who control both political parties and the people who certainly control many of the major industries of this country. They're all in this together. But the one thing that everybody has missed, in the fact, is that behind them, I believe, are people who really want to create a one-world government. And certainly every nation in the world is involved in the current economic collapse. This is the most ingenious thing I've ever seen, because there is literally chaos developing all over the world. And people think, well, we're just about over this. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen anything yet. You have one more thought before we let you go?
Well, and to amplify what you just stated, I mean, I'll go out on a limb and say, now that we've had a rally in the financial markets since March, every pundit is getting out there and trying to reinforce this notion that everything going forward is rosy and that the worst is behind us. And I think, as we've seen in the last 2 days, the beginning signs that the markets are turning back down, that we're not out of the woods, and that everything that they're doing is, in essence, they're trying to instill confidence in a system that is still reeling. And in markets like this, in true bear markets, basically the bounces in a bear market generally fake people out into thinking that the bear market is over. And I think people who have studied this are aware now that we've had this what seems like an enormous rally. As this rally ends and the markets begin to turn down and the news again begins to get darker, as hard as that may be to imagine at this time, more unemployment, more job losses, the one thing that all these bailouts have failed to do is to, in a way, wipe out the debt of the average person. Because if the economy is based on consumption and the average American is losing their job, their home, their car, their savings, they can't participate in this economy. And in fact, over the last 20 years, the way that most Americans have been able to maintain their lifestyle has been through enormous debt, whether financed through their ownership of real estate, where they took the equity out, or credit card debt. The widespread availability of credit basically hid the fact that earnings for the average American haven't kept pace with the way we've lived and our expenses. And so as this curtain gets torn aside and we see where we really are, more and more Americans will wake up. And this film can be a tool to help wake up your friends and neighbors who may have been reluctant to hear this message. But as the markets turn back down, And as things get worse, I think you'll find that more and more people will be receptive to shattering the illusion that maintains this fraud, and our power is in exposing this fraud for what it is.
Amen. God bless. We're out of time. Thanks very much for being with us. And again, the DVD is Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Well, and anyway, thanks very much. And right now, this is the time when I hope our listeners out there will want to get the DVD. There's great information there we want to mention. If you have not laid in a supply of long-term food, Radio Liberty does work with Ready Reserve food, and if you order it from us, you get it at the same wholesale prices you get it from Ready Reserve. In fact, we'll send you one of their catalogs, but of course we do hope that you'll buy it buy your Ready Reserve food, long-term food storage through Radio Liberty. If you need to get a Berkey water filter, if you want to lay in a supply of health products, and you really should have them on hand, we don't know what these people are up to. We do know that they're working on creating horrible new deadly diseases. They know how to actually to create new types of influenza. They actually created the AIDS epidemic. How do we know? Because the people who worked on the inside have come out and testified and talked about it. We talk about that in our talk on planned population reduction. The people who were actually part of the secret CIA program to create the AIDS epidemic, but you'll never hear that discussed elsewhere. That's in my DVD, Planned Population Reduction. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get our talk on what's going on today. It's called Financial Armageddon, and we'll give you the background of this. The fact that there really are secret societies, and these people all work together, and the Trilateral Commission controls the Obama administration, and the Trilateral Commission controls the Federal Reserve System. Three of the four chairmen of the Federal Reserve System prior to Mr. Bernanke came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, who's never had more than 87 or 88 American members. Do you honestly believe that happened by accident, that every president and or vice president of the United States between 1976 and the year 2008 was a member of the Trilateral Commission, which was founded, and I believe, based on the occult, by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski, who want to bring about a world government and destroy the sovereignty of our nation? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since...